It's a fucking mystery. It's a blur.
It is honestly a wonder that app is still even in operation.
I am fucking mind blown that they pushed an update for it. I thought that Mixlr was being run by robots slash people who have all moved on to other jobs but kept this thing running.
Yeah.
Because they had it. And maybe it was making some money in some kind of maintenance mode. But yeah, they pushed app fixes, which I was very surprised.
Yeah, good for them, keeping the dream alive.
Yeah. They updated all their, like, payment plans to be more about, like, hey, you're running a radio station, so you should pay us this amount of money for this sort of stuff, and we'll white label this and do that. And so I'm on, like, some legacy plan.
Right.
That doesn't exist anymore.
What is their qualification for a radio station using that? Like, is it an actual radio station that's just, like, piggybacking off that, or...?
I think that was maybe one of their usage scenarios, was something like that. But
if you want to web stream whatever's going on your radio channel.
It was more like, hey man, shoutcast that shit. You're running an Icecast station, right?
Yeah, I mean, who isn't?
Everyone I know is narrowcasting. It's very hot.
I'm tube casting.
I'm a tube caster. Professionally. I was gonna look and see what they're actually. And that just says log in, start free trial, so maybe they've even. Maybe there's just no free plan anymore either. Mixlr Premium, $9.99 a month, $99 a year. Broadcast 3 hours a day. Mixlr Premium Plus, broadcast 12 hours a day. And that's $20 a month, $200 a year. I don't think I have a broadcast time limit on my plan, which is probably why they discontinued it. And then there's Mixlr Pro for professional 24/7 broadcasting, $50 a month, $4.99 a year.
Let's find the people who are doing that and see what they are actually doing.
Explore Mixlr Pro. Yeah, this is for like, hey. Oh, yeah, this also, like, exports to, like, TuneIn, which is, like, an internet radio hub thing.
Okay. To be honest, my only experience with internet radio in the last, like, 5 years was just fucking around with channels in American Truck Simulator.
Mm-hmm. The realest of internet radio.
Yeah. Well, no, that is, I mean, that's the thing, is it comes
yeah,
with, like,
no,
a bunch
I know,
of, yeah.
Yeah. But I want to say that's just even shoutcast-based or something, isn't it? It's, like, that old shit.
Yeah.
That, like, people in Europe are probably still doing, which is why Truck Simulator would still be way into it.
Yep. Poland is in Europe, that's true.
That's just facts.
I really want to go on a road trip across America with those dudes and just go with them while they take photos of roads and shit. Show them the real America.
Yeah. This is my America, mm-hmm. Colon, the Alex Navarro story. That's the game they could make at the end of it.
Like I
would. It would just be an expansion for American Truck Simulator.
That's all I want to do. I want to be brought on as a consultant to just make sure that their America is the most America possible. Like, yeah, when you guys eventually get to Missouri, make sure that every third billboard is for an adult superstore.
Yeah. And also force the truck to stop at every other adult superstore
yes.
that you find.
When you get around to making Nebraska, make sure that, like, even if the scale is totally wrong, it feels like you're spending 17 hours driving through nothing before you get to anything even resembling a town.
Right. I was not prepared for the fucking rains to start around here this weekend.
I mean, it hasn't hit too hard yet, right?
No, no, but there were definitely some couple of dark fucking days. And I was like, man, I should probably just lay down. Forever. See, I don't get to look at these signs normally. Well, that one I do, but it's just...
What is the joke?
Build the wall on the internet and make Russia pay for it.
What does that have to do with Goodyear tires?
I don't know. They always have stuff on their sign.
All right. I feel like maybe the message they're trying to get across is not being delivered as clearly as possible.
Look, this tire store is woke, and fucking, you need to step the fuck back.
Drive into
you.
It's a red light.
It's a red light. It's, you don't need to put your hand.
Sorry if you've had some bad experiences with people not respecting red lights, but I'm all good.
That dude in the tie-dye Grateful Dead shirt is up to something. It's the camo shorts that give it away and the high socks.
I think he might be a drugger.
One of those damn druggers. That cop was just staring at those people like he had never seen people before.
Yeah. He did seem genuinely perplexed by whatever was happening there. Another cop up here. Cops everywhere.
I mean, this is kind of a, you know,
fucking police state,
this would be a zone for them. America, I mean. This guy's got somebody in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a kid?
Can't tell. Seems like a younger guy, but I don't know. Probably just on a ride along.
Yeah, I so rarely get to take in what's actually going on the street when I drive down it.
Yeah.
These two guys hanging out in this walkway on the second floor of this Motel 6 back there.
Yep.
Just kind of...
Kind of milling.
Just kind of checking things out.
You know, good to know the gangway is still here.
Mm-hmm.
The Hotel Heartland and its cigar and liquor store.
I think about it, I bet this Motel 6 has seen some shit.
Probably just about as much shit as any hotel in this neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
incredulous fucking information that I just got.
Yeah.
I was just like shaking my head on my phone going, that's some fucking dumb shit right there. I'll tell you about it later.
All right.
This is a UFC 3 beta.
Already?
Yeah.
When is that game out?
I don't know.
I thought they'd, like, just announced that thing.
Yeah, it's probably out in the spring or something, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh, February.
Huh.
That's pretty soon. Yeah, they got in touch to see, like, hey, what platform do you want it for? Let me get back to them.
Was the last one any good?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it was kind of, it was maybe a little too similar. Like, I feel like they didn't fix the problems I had with the first game at all.
Right.
I would probably rather play that MMA game they did before they had the license.
Right.
That at least had some ambitious concepts in it with their, like, weird commentated online shit. Just, like, some of that other weird stuff they were thinking about. I miss the THQ UFC games. Those were good.
Yeah. Yeah, those games were all right.
These ones are not as good. Even if they, like, probably represent the overall sport slightly better.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, those games were fun to play, and I just feel like these kind of aren't. People talking about BitLocker and Active Directory support.
Alright.
Some important Windows 10 decision making happening here.
Is the decision don't get Windows 10?
No, it's whether it's home version or pro version.
Well, I mean, are you at home or are you a pro?
I'm both.
Shit.
I'm professionally at home.
Well, then you should get Linux.
Okay. I guess I probably could do that for the machine that I have that is basically just a server.
Yeah.
Just like, here's the server I'm running Plex on with all of my ripped DVDs.
I should set one of those up at some point.
It's nice!
I'm just real lazy.
We could share, we could be Plex friends, and I could watch your dirty movies, and you could watch mine.
Yeah. Alright, maybe that'll be my, like, home project for next year. I hear Vinny talking about it from time to time. I'm just like, that sounds neat. I could probably do that.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. Mine is, like, way overpowered for what I do with it because it's literally my old PC.
Right.
So when I built that new one not that long ago, like, I've got a Plex server with a 980 in it.
Right.
It's just, that's dumb.
That is dumb, but I respect it.
It's how it went. It's like, that's the video card I had.
Yeah, actually, I do still have my last PC before the one that I have right now, and that would probably be fine if I was just running it as, like, a server-type thing.
Yeah,
that.
Almost certainly. You know, if it's a slow enough processor, then you might run into a case where it might not be able to transcode videos in real time.
Right.
Like, let's say you're watching them on your phone. You know, the PC is transcoding the video before sending it out.
Right.
And so that might...
I don't know. It's not, like, ancient by any stretch.
Yeah.
It's, like, 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, then it's almost certainly fine.
Yeah.
I have four, not counting my laptop, I have four bootable PCs, like cases, that I can plug into power and turn on and they do stuff. It's weird.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And really only two of them are like modern day viable.
Right.
The other two are a little too old, but I mean, they could do something. I could probably run a decent Trackmania server on one of them if I wanted to.
Do you want to?
No. No, I don't.
Was there no Trackmania release in 2017 of any kind?
Did Trackmania Turbo come out this? No, that was last year.
Yeah, that was last year, I think. Ubisoft finally giving its marquee franchise the year off it deserves.
Yeah. Please stop, Trackmania. Please take a year off. Go back to the drawing board and fix everything. Yeah, that's right. They did put out a new environment this year.
Okay. But it wasn't like a full release.
No, I mean, it was insofar as they're all kind of full releases, and that's kind of the problem with Trackmania 2 to begin with, is that they're too separated. That thing's just fucking... It got weirder. The way they have it constructed is like... Now they have, like, free players. They have a free version of the game, and they have, like, a schedule. So it'd be like, from 7 to 9 for free, you can play this. And then from 9 to 11, you can play this. And it's like, it might be different environments or different games. It's not just like, hey, Stadium, that's the free one.
Right.
Like it was with Trackmania United. They made a big change that, like, fucked with physics and broke a lot of old maps, which is bad for a game that a lot of those map creators may have just said, fuck this, and have moved on. Yeah, it's a... The new environment they added is, like, it's kind of the one that they made for Trackmania Turbo.
Right, okay.
The roller coastery one.
I love a good rolly coaster.
I know you do. yeah, I don't know. They're still trying to figure out how to upgrade Windows 10 Home to Windows 10 Pro for free. That's what it looks like in here.
Is that a thing they let you do?
It looks like it may be if you had like Windows 7 Pro, but you upgraded to Windows 10 Home, you may be able to go Pro for free. I don't know. That stuff is so weird. Like, it was way smoother than... In a lot of ways, it was way smoother than a lot of other Windows upgrade processes have been. But there's just some odd things about Windows installs these days and how they grant access and all that sort of stuff. Like, it's kind of cool that you can just go to download fucking some shit and put it on a USB stick, and then you got Windows, and it's like, hey, you should pay for this. Like, no, I mean, for real though, pay for this. Like, they let you get all the way to that point before giving them any money, and then kind of choose which tier you want or whatever it is. Yeah, I don't know.
But in the end, they get their money.
Oh, yeah, in the end, Bill Gates gets his money and he fights malaria with it. That's the Windows promise. That, and it'll randomly preboot to update at the worst possible time.
At least some of that money has to go to keeping Jay Allard's underground prison
going. Oh, definitely, yeah.
They can't let that motherfucker out.
The original Xbox.
Yeah. Just him in a fucking Magneto-style, like, fucking clear cube.
Yeah. Jeff Bacalard do with all of you out here?
It sounds like he's writing some year-end stuff for CNET. Other than that, it sounded like he was just gonna fucking bum around the office in his underwear since, you know, the parents aren't home, so.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of hockey talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, before he had his own podcast that he would just do when we weren't around, and that was fine, but now he has no podcasts.
He went all in on the Beastcast.
Yeah, he chose poorly.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess after doing a podcast for 10 years, I can understand why maybe he wouldn't want to do it anymore.
I don't know, it's been okay. I don't mind it. I would probably go the other way with it.
Yeah, you've been doing it this long,
if I had to, yeah. If I was looking at everything and making cuts or adjusting my life around that sort of stuff, I would go towards the podcast.
Okay, but here's the question, though. If you had another podcast you could do that filled a similar role that you didn't have to host and edit, would you maybe lean more in that direction?
Oh, I don't host and edit this one, so...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, imagine yourself in Brad's shoes. If Brad were in that position, do you think he would...
No, I don't know. We've...
Hosting and editing podcasts can be kind of a nightmare, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the secret. Don't edit it.
Yeah.
Do it live so that editing it would seem weird.
I still gotta put, like, music cues and shit in there.
The producer does that. They just push the buttons.
That's what you do when you do it live, yes. We don't do ours live.
Yeah! It's just a laptop with the music on it, and they hit a space bar, and they have a playlist, and then it plays the music, and you know, dog fart noises and, you know, all the other important stuff you need when it comes to inserting audio into a podcast.
Make sure that, you know, fucking the little sound snippet from Yellow's Oh Yeah, you know, gets over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Austin Power saying, you know, behave.
Yeah, the important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be fun to do a podcast that was intensely overproduced.
Right.
Where you were just, like, chopping up bits and editing things, like really, really tight.
So it's like a YouTube video.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I think that might be fun. But it's all, you know, it's a different kind of work at that point. Naturally how high a Range Rover is, or did this guy get it chopped?
I really don't know. I think like the standard Range Rover is taller. This seems like a, like their, you know,
their sporty Range Rover.
Yeah,
the crossover Range Rover.
Yes, that's the term I was looking for.
Evoke. I think these have been in Forza games, so they must be the fast ones.
Also, it's spelled Evoke with Q-U
instead of
K.
Yeah, Q-U-E, yeah.
You know, the way the word's spelled.
Yeah. You know, brands.
Guy had special fucking Oregon, Portland Trailblazers license plate.
Good,
too.
Good.
It said Rip City on it. I don't think I've ever actually heard Portland referred to as Rip City outside of the context of the Portland Trailblazers.
No, definitely not. Brief period of time over the last year that I thought to myself, maybe I should occasionally watch some basketball.
Basketball's very good right now.
I don't know. This LeVar Ball thing.
It doesn't even matter.
It definitely pushed me away from the sports. Seeing that dude come in with his dad and just like everything that I read, I was like, oh, this is not the basketball I want.
The easiest way to get around that is just don't watch Laker games, which I don't do anyway.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't do that anyway. Yeah.
Now, the quality of play in the NBA generally is like the highest it's ever been.
Hmm.
Like even like just middle tier teams playing each other in the middle of November is still usually pretty entertaining.
Cool.
And basketball games are kind of short. Like, that's the thing I like about them, is that they rarely go longer than, like, 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like football's just a shit show now.
It is. Quality of play is down. Fucking the politics of the league are in nightmare.
Like, XFL down?
Not that bad. Okay. But, I mean, it's just... there's a lot going on. It's just a lot of, like, rules changes and... I don't know, a lot of teams feel like they're just kind of tanking, waiting for something good to come along that makes them good so they can care again. All the head injury stuff is sort of like...
yeah.
You know, it's I don't know. Like, if it comes down to, hey, are players getting horrifically injured or is the quality of play good, I mean, it'll always take, don't fucking get injured. But, like, I don't know, football is just weird to watch now.
I mean, if they managed to make the game any safer, are they still just, like, trying to ignore that whole thing?
I mean, they do the thing...
what? That's not real?
They do the thing now where, like, if there's even a suspected head injury, that player is required to leave the field. They have to go under a medical tent and get an independent medical professional to look them over and test them to make sure that they aren't showing symptoms of concussion.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's... some teams are trying to get around it in weird ways, and it's, like, it's kind of scummy when it happens. But most teams seem like they're abiding by the rules as they are. They're trying. It's just they're trying in ways that they're while also trying to preserve the nature of the league, which I think at some point is just going to prove to be impossible.
Right. I'm told here in the chat that quarterback situations are real bad right now.
Yeah, it's messy.
Steph Curry here in the chat says concussion protocols don't get followed through. No, don't get followed though.
There. Yeah, and like I said, it's inconsistent.
I only really interfaced with that stuff as it intersects with wrestling.
Right.
And then, like, hear about it also impacting football. How many concussions do I think I've had in my life? I don't know.
I don't think I've had any.
I mean, I would, my guess would be zero, but, you know, all this new science about fucking micro-concussions and all of those stuff, like, I definitely fucking had bike wrecks where, like, you know, my grandmother was like, don't let him fall asleep. I had to go get stitches and stuff like that. Like, yeah. I've fucking banged my head around for sure.
I've definitely banged my head on some stuff. I've mostly avoided any serious, like, head injuries, though.
Yeah.
Like, even that time I got hit by a car, I didn't land on my head or have any head trauma. I just landed on my fucking hip.
I got hit in the head with a baseball, wrecked my bike a couple of times.
Yeah.
As a wrestling fan or former wrestling fan, is LeVar Ball that reprehensible once you know what he is doing?
I mean, he's basically fucking Paul Heyman for basketball.
Because it's a real sport. Fuck that shit. Like, I don't like it in UFC when people fucking play it up. Like, the Conor McGregor, like, fuck all that shit. It's garbage.
Like, I don't mind, like, real rivalry shit. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, but it's not.
Like, I don't need, like, the endless shit talking. It's
like, especially at the end of a UFC fight when they are like, oh, no, we're cool. Cool. Like, it's clearly, like, we were just doing this to sell tickets. Like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Like, shout out to everyone who actually paid money for that fucking Mayweather-McGregor fight. Way to get taken for a ride. A really shitty, boring ride.
So, satellite radio has a channel devoted to fight sports. And it sucks. And there's a wrestling show on it that really just sucks. But that's the whole reason I would occasionally listen to it, is because I'm not angry enough when I drive. And sometimes it's on. But in the fucking, like, weeks leading up to that fucking fight, it was just 24-hour coverage. Like, all these fucking dipshits in Las Vegas fucking just, like, talking endlessly about every aspect of the fight they could come up with for, and just with endless fucking airtime to fill.
Yeah.
You're like, man, this is just a fucking tragedy.
Especially when considering that the fight itself, like, just couldn't have gone more expected.
Yeah.
You know, like, there were lots of people, I guess, who thought, like, he was just going to knock him out in the first round. It's like, no, why would you do that?
Yeah,
like, dude's getting a fucking big payday, so of course he's going to fucking drag it out. He'll just turn it on late in the game after the X number of rounds they need to fucking cover the spread or whatever. And then he'll just knock him his ass the fuck out. And he did. That was exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Someone here says, Alex, considering your recent Nicolas Cage movie top 10, would you perhaps put the Bad Lieutenant remake on it?
Yes, and it's not a remake, but yes.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's like a...
Not a sequel.
It's just a movie also called
it's
Bad Lieutenant.
It's a reimagining. Yeah. Not even really that, I guess.
No, I just blanked on that one when we were talking about it on the podcast, but yes, that's absolutely up there.
What was your number one?
We didn't order it. Okay. It was just 10 movies that you needed to see, and I just forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yes, but yes, absolutely. That movie is amazing.
Jamie Hott here says, Vampire's Kiss is my number one.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most Cage movie of all of them.
I don't even know what that is.
He plays like a high-powered sort of like Wall Street dude who gets mixed up with this woman who might be a vampire, but also he might actually just be fucking insane.
Okay.
He's not a Wall Street. He's like a... He's some sort of, like, agent or, he works for, like, a book agency or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
A high-powered literary agent.
Yes. And he...
Just says here, Brugger Dix says Skate 4.
I'll say it again. If the state EA's in right now, do you really want them attempting a skate game now?
So, yeah. Actually, yes. Because they are in a state where the only reason they would make a Skate 4 is to try to get some goodwill headed back their way. So they could not afford to fucking break it in the way that all the other games have been broken. I would say right now, today... Yeah, because they would probably actually do it, right? I don't know. They that kickstarted skateboarding game cleared.
Oh, did it?
Its goal. It had a pretty low. Well, actually, maybe it was Canadian money, so maybe it's not. I don't know. But it was. They cleared their goal. That thing. So after they cleared the goal, I was like, maybe we should cover this now that it's cleared.
Who is that?
Called Creature Studios, I think.
Okay. Is it like any ex Tony Hawk or Skate People?
It's a different thing. I don't. I think they've got some game industry experience, but I'm not sure exactly what they did.
Okay.
It's weird. Like, control-wise... I mean, I guess, like, when Skate first came out, like, that control seemed very strange as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this is... I like the idea, but I don't think I... Well, whatever. The demo they put out is so limited, you know, maybe it would be something you would get used to. But, like, you steer with the triggers.
Like you're kind of leaning.
Left, right.
Yeah.
And each stick is a foot. So it's like down on back foot, pop up on left foot for an ollie.
Huh.
Down on back foot, pop left for a kick, you know.
I'm not going to say that's a bad idea, but I can see how that would be very vexing to a lot of people who are used to controls the way controls normally are.
And then, like, you pump with either X or A, you know, like whether you want back foot or forward foot kicks. And then the shoulder buttons are grabs, like left hand, right hand.
Okay.
So it's like, it makes sense. You look at it, you go like, okay, yeah, I see... Those are the limbs, those are the things you would do on a skateboard, like that. Okay, yeah, I see why that seems sound, but it's so fucking foreign. And also, it feels like the steering is not... Like, you pull those triggers all the way, and it's still not as sharp a turn as I'd want.
Yeah.
It's just really fucking weird. But yeah, that's right. As John Dark points out, like... A lot of stuff that seems like must-have features for a modern video game are stretch goals for this thing. So,
okay.
So I don't know what this thing is if it doesn't clear most of those stretch goals. Yeah, it's weird. And then maybe it's just because it's their fucking Kickstarter demo or whatever, but they've got a little piece of like a cop telling you how to do the tutorial. And, like, he mentions Skate 4 by name and is, like, weirdly foul-mouthed. It's just, like, this really strange, like, I don't think the tone of this is...
It's not quite right.
No. economics of video games are strange, and when you chunk up the features to make for stretch goals, it gets even stranger.
Yeah.
The real Danny Beaky here says Mappy.
That's all. Alright.
Just Mappy. Oh, that was a response to someone asking about the best cop in video games. I believe. Mappy.
What was the name of the skateboarding cop in Tony Hawk?
Officer Dick.
That's right. Skateboarding industry for already having a way low opinion of cops long before the rest of the world caught up.
They were pioneers in the distrust of cops game.
Yep. Have you watched any of that Epically Latered show on Viceland?
I have not.
It's inconsistent. Like, some of the stories are kind of dull. Like, it's just, you know, hey, this guy's a famous skater, and yeah, he went through a little bit of shit, but mostly he was just a good skater.
Yeah.
But some of it's actually really good.
Was it originally, like, just a documentary about one skater?
I don't know. I think it was always intended as a series. Okay. The one on Harmony Korine's pretty good.
Oh, huh.
On, was it Andy, fucking, forgot his last name, but the fucking super aggro weirdo guy was really good. I haven't watched all of them yet, but it seems like it's a pretty good cross-section of people.
Mm. It says here, the one they did on BAM this year was very insightful.
It was sobering.
I bet.
Like, there's a shot in there of him just sitting at a fucking computer in his basement talking about the, like, fucking hundreds of hours of footage he's been trying to piece together for like 5 years into a fucking Ryan Dunn documentary.
Ugh.
And like how he just can't make it work. And how that has become his fucking white whale. It's brutal.
Oh, God.
And it's also just about him trying to relearn how to skateboard after years and years of not doing it.
Yeah, I read a couple of interviews with him where it was very much just like, I fucking kind of got off the rails.
Yes.
Or maybe a little too on the rails.
Yeah.
For a while.
So the thing they mentioned in that I kind of just not realized, I guess, at the time, was that Bam was incredibly young when he was doing Jackass. Like, he was like 21.
Right.
When that show first started.
Yeah.
And then he got a shitload of money around that and was 21 when he had a shitload of money.
Yep. He did what any fucking one would do if they were Bam Margera and 21 with that amount of money.
Yeah. It's just like, he's just talking about the fucking house for people of Bam and like how he still lives there, but like nobody comes over to party anymore and how he just feels like he's in a fucking weird museum of like his past bad decisions living there.
Yikes. Has he spent all the money?
No, I think he still has, like, some money, at least. Like, he didn't seem like he was, like, flat broke or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also seemed like a lot of the people that were around him when he was doing all that shit are all just long gone at this point.
Hmm. Rakeon not coming around anymore?
I don't remember if they interviewed him or not. They did talk a little bit about his weird obsession with him and how every other skater he knew thought that was super fucking lame.
Yeah, no, it is. I believe him is on their farewell tour.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I was reading an article about him the other day. Yes, you do.
Well, good to know they're going out on top.
Yeah, that's... Uh-huh. Yeah, what about CKY, the band?
They're still around, I think.
That's insane. Why?
I don't know. Jess Margera needs to fucking eat.
Yeah, I guess. Like, what else? Yeah, sure. What are people going to a CKY show in 2017 looking for, though? It's like, play fucking that one song.
Somewhere to go for a few hours?
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's not raining in here. Oh, is the band playing? Oh, well, all right. You guys gonna do that Asian freestyle? That's you guys, right? Play Join Me in Death. How many people do you think have shouted, play Join Me in Death at a CKY show?
Wings of a Butterfly! Oh, I hate that I can name more than one fucking Ham song.
That's terrible.
I hate that that's the world I live
in. Well, you're just a love metal fan.
Yeah, I really am.
You know, that's just...
Cartogram, man. I've got that fucking tattoo on my ass.
No, you have the tattoo. You have all that stuff. Conversely, do you think anyone has ever yelled, play 96 Quite Bitter Beings at him?
I feel like
when they have been playing.
I feel like they would be much less apt to suffer that than the CKY dudes would be.
Yeah. I bet, like, the CKY guys probably just go like...
Yeah,
do you think they ever learned it? Do you think they ever played it?
That'd be really fucking
Do you think
funny.
They ever could, like, all right, well, we got to add this to the set. Like,
maybe
we're getting
like
a lot
Bam's
of...
birthday.
We're getting a lot of
something.
Requests. Democrat says, bad decisions with girls with him tattoos is a lot of how I spent 2008.
That would be the time to do it.
2008?
Yeah.
Like, that's... Even that is, like, fucking, what, 5 years too late?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were probably on, what, like... That was, like, Tony Hawk Ride era. So, like, even that, like, that element of it had long since passed.
I have been really meaning to dust off the CKY videos and watch them again.
I mean, some of that stuff just made its way into the first season of Jackass.
Right, yeah. I'm told that according to Wikipedia, him is one of the most successful Finnish bands of all time. I would believe that.
It's not a long list.
I would believe that. Those girls still have those tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, that's one of those tattoos where it's like if someone calls you out on having a fucking love metal fucking heartogram, it's like, oh, I just thought it looked cool, you know, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, that's a band? Like, try to play it off like that.
I thought that was a skate company.
I thought it was Bam Margera's thing. Like, no, that's not better. Like, that's not.
That's much worse. That's much worse.
Join Me in Death is an alright song. I'll say it.
Ah, it's no worse than anything else they have. It's fine. They're not a good band.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, look, they're competent musicians.
Sure, I mean...
I am not...
They are one of the most successful Finnish bands of all time.
Yes, all right. I'm willing to acquiesce that that is a true statement.
Lucid Mike here says, Bam basically said that that logo is why his board sold so well.
He's probably not wrong.
Yeah. AJ Jones 1 says, Killswitch Engaged named him as an influence, but I could never get into them.
guess
I could see it. I sort of.
Like, there's a rough outline there that I could see them following from, sure.
But yeah, I wonder, like, yeah, I mean, if you're him, I imagine at some point you're fucking stoked about all of that stuff because...
You have an American evangelist who's relatively popular.
Yeah, exactly. Like, here is a very, like, hot with the youth celebrity fucking putting all your music into his fucking weird underground videos and talking about you nonstop. I mean, he's also hanging out with the Bloodhound Gang, so, you know, you kind of have to pick and choose.
Yes. Is the Bloodhound Gang still a band in 2017? Do they still play music?
I don't know. I mean, they still have a website.
They still tour in Germany.
I would like to think that evil Jared Hasselhoff is still hosting a television show in Germany.
Okay.
What's Jimmy Pop have to say on Twitter lately?
Is he on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to
say... Spanky G on there somewhere?
I don't know. Spanky G freaked out and got out of there. He appears to be, retweeting people and news and tweeting about news stories and adding one line of commentary to them.
What are some of his hot lines of commentary?
Here's a headline of a news story. Still works after you're dead. Say sign. Finally some good news and something to look forward to.
Really makes you think.
Here's someone saying, I think Jimmy Pop just bought me a slice of pizza and I'm smitten. Stranger danger isn't real. He just retweeted that. No addition.
Okay.
This person says, yes, that's me, blaring Bloodhound Gang down the streets your kids play on. Fight me, Susan. And he added, Fight Me, Susan has to be a Morrissey song. Following three accounts. It's Artie Lang. Mm-hmm. Leo Babauta, creator of Zen Habits. And Bob Lefsitz. All verified accounts.
Okay.
It's good. Keep it verified. Just like Mark Wahlberg says. Two people I know follow Jimmy Pop on Twitter.
I bet I can name at least one of them.
You definitely can.
Glenn Rubenstein.
Yep.
All right.
That tour video they put out was dark.
Which tour video was that?
I believe it was One Fierce Beer Run.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yes.
Like, there's just a lot... There's just too much nudity in it. It's just too much. The things they're doing to each other...
I think there was something genuinely wrong with most of the people in that band. Like, there were some demons there that they were fucking not reckoning with.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought it, and I didn't watch it for a long time. And then I finally like, oh, right, I bought that Bloodhound Gang tour video. Let's put that. And I remember sitting and watching it alone in the dark and just going like, yes, exactly. That is the... Yes, please stop drinking Jägermeister. That is the...
Weren't they on a sponsored Jägermeister tour?
Yes, they were.
That's what it
like,
was.
Like, the whole thing is fucking... Oh, here we go. In an interview with the German site KinCats on March 4th, Hasselhoff stated that the Bloodhound Gang would only reform and tour if President Donald Trump left office. One more reason, honestly, that's be for this to happen.
That's like, going to be what does it. That's what pulls Congress to action. They're going to fucking, they're going to impeach him so that they can get that new fucking Bloodhound Gang album that everyone's been clamoring for.
I would 100% acquire and listen to a new Bloodhound Gang album.
Sure, I would want to know what that sounded like.
Yeah, there's zero chance that I am not at least listening to that full thing once.
But only if you bring back the other members from Use Your Fingers.
Oh, God. No, like, fucking Daddy Longlegs is still, like, fucking in with the Juggalos.
Pull him out.
Like,
Wolfpack.
Wolfpack still exists, I think. In some night. They were doing fucking, like, they were streaming video games for a while. They were doing videos on YouTube. They're like, the fucking, like, Wolfpack fucking TV. Like, some just dumb shit. Where they were like, oh, you lost at the fighting game and now I'm gonna shock your nuts. Which is, like, the stupidest fucking. He's like, oh, god damn it. You guys are, like, maybe a little too old for this also. Oh, God.
Yeah, those guys have to be in, like, their late 40s by this point.
Oh, easily. Yeah, right.
If not older.
Yeah. And the whole thing seemed to be just like, here's... Like, I'm not saying, like, Daddy Long is, like, a Juggalo, but also maybe, like, a Howard Stern hanger-on or something, too.
That's believable.
Yeah, I don't know. Wikipedia page does not have his age on it. Right, yeah, they did a set of DVDs called The Girls of Wolfpack. 6 volumes of this adult series, 2 of which were nominated for AVN Awards. 2008 for Best Pro-Am Release, and in 2009 for Most Outrageous Sex Scene.
I don't want to know what that scene was. I have no interest in finding that out. Please do not tell me.
They got out of the DVD business because no one buys DVDs anymore and started putting stuff on their website, shooting adult content for the website. Yes, he has appeared on The Howard Stern Show as well as Kevin Smith's Comic Book Men.
Yeah, that's a thing.
He was in Big Money Rustlers. And he co-hosts a live radio show that is currently a streaming live video show called the Wolfpack Super Deluxe Funtime Variety Show on Psychopathic TV via Facebook Live. That's a sentence.
Yeah.
Apparently they put an album out in 2013.
And it's really good.
Wolfpack. 3 albums. 1999, 2005, 2013. And you cannot fight that work ethic.
They only come together when, you know, the music speaks to them.
When the time is right.
When the art is there.
Nore asks, is Alex into doom metal?
Yes. Simple answer to that question. Yes, I am.
Asked and answered. Last Choice M with just saying what's on everyone's mind. I've been infected with the disease where I can't hear Kevin Smith's name without imagining his gigantic jorts.
Yes.
Welcome to the human race.
As a fellow giant jorts wearer, that Kevin Smith put me to shame. With his jorts.
Kevin Smith is among the reasons why I don't own jorts anymore.
Same. Him and John Cena, pretty much.
Yeah. John Cena, I don't think.
He mostly wears cargo
shorts. Yeah, it's like cargo shorts. It's like...
used to be jorts.
It's like a dad version of John Cena, somehow. I remember when John Cena was real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He worked himself into a shoot. He's like, I know, I'm a Marine. I'm a salute now. I'm like, no, that was a movie, John.
No, I'm a troop. You can't see me or my military record. He is stealing valor.
You know, he kind of is. I suppose you're right.
Who was your commanding officer, sir?
I mean, he's no Randy Orton. At least he didn't go AWOL. I'm even like thinking about it. Electronic Old Men says the Kevin Smith pwned tweet is maybe the worst thing I've ever read.
Yep, it's among the vile combinations of words just that has ever been pieced together.
Just goddamn it, man. It's the sort of shit that you're just like, the human, we have to put a stop to all of this.
That did not kill social media as a concept is still, I mean, that I think that's proof positive that nothing can.
Just, oh God. Scott McKim says, Jinko Trip Jorts 2017.
Bring it back.
It is truly a hell tweet. It is cursed.
It's just wrong in every way.
Oh, I'm glad we were able to bring it to people. Mm-hmm. Someone hears it says, oh God, I just read that for the first time. Great.
Yeah. It's ruined a lot of nights
tonight.
Yeah,
sorry, everyone.
Ugh. He's still married to that woman. That woman's not divorced him on those grounds. She would have been right to do so.
Two of a kind, you know.
My favorite thing about Kevin Smith's wife is that she kind of looks like Alanis Morissette. And then he put Alanis Morissette in one of his movies while he was married to her.
Yeah.
So that must be a strong marriage. That's all I can say.
Sure. My nights have been horrible for like a month now, and that tweet somehow made it worse. Ugh.
Very sorry for what we have done.
Oh God, what the actual fuck, Kevin Smith? Yeah, well.
To be fair, no one should be reading Kevin Smith's tweets ever under any circumstances.
Oh yeah, did you guys, what? Did you guys see the Mario cereal that's coming out where the cereal box is an amiibo? What, if I put it on the thing, does it unlock cereal in my favorite video games?
Can I be a cereal box in Super Mario Maker?
Man. That'd be pretty good. I've enjoyed Nintendo's cereals in the past.
What was the last one they did?
The Nintendo cereal system. That one was not so good, actually, but the Donkey Kong cereal was just Captain Crunch, which shaped more like barrels. Then whatever Captain Crunch is. Pillows.
Glue.
Food pillows. Oh, that's exciting. On the front it says, this cereal box is an amiibo and has an amiibo logo. I want a t-shirt that just says, this cereal box is an amiibo.
One says this cereal box kills fascists.
Yeah. This cereal box is a pipe bomb. Do you have any plans to go to Maryland Death Fest?
Probably not. I've never been before, and Maryland's not a quick drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go one of these days, but I also don't necessarily want to be in Maryland in the summer amongst a bunch of metalheads.
Will Dan have to make room on his amiibo shelf for an entire box of cereal? That's a question for Dan. Yes.
Yes.
Also, the answer is yes.
The problem is that he won't have the willpower to not eat the cereal, so he'll have to keep buying new boxes of it over and over.
It'll be
and
like
over
preppers
again.
Have to rotate their food, because otherwise it'll go bad. He'll get one, and then like 9 months later, he'll have to eat it and then track down another one.
Yep.
If it was a love metal festival, I would probably go. That'd be worth the flight.
Yeah, I'm way into life metal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, metal, but, like, they sing about, you know, reaffirming the beauty of life.
No, I'm aware. You can just say life metal.
Yeah.
How are they doing? Are you going to the last Warped tour? No.
I was almost thinking about it.
Who's playing?
I don't know yet. Yeah. That's going to be the determining factor. Like, I could go see Less Than Jake anywhere and not have to be at a fucking festival show in the summer. But if you're going to go get some actual, like, bands that have played in past years on that might be interesting, I might go.
Will there be a ska stage?
I mean, the years I went, they just kind of blended the ska bands in with everything else.
Yeah.
Just like the first, I can't remember if it was the first or the last Warped Tour I went to, but it was like the opening act, because they do the thing where like there's no headliner, it's just like random, kind of random order of bands from show to show. And it was like the first three bands on were Protein, Limp Bizkit, and then Blink 182.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Is it a one-stage festival, or do they do, like...
They do one main stage, and then there's, like, two or three side stages that a bunch of other bands play on.
You going to Boston Jazz Fest?
God, no.
All right.
Not really a jazz guy.
Oh, weird. World is a ska stage, says Alan Harold, which is true. The band's only got bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where you need at least a large part of North America just to house one ska band these days.
6 billion people on the earth. 3 billion of them are the horn section.
Yeah. The other 3 billion are telling them to pick it up.
Yep. And then there's one dancer.
Yeah. It's the guy from the Boston.
Yeah. Shout out to Ben Carr.
He's not still at Harmonix, is he?
No. He was in, like, 5 rounds of layoffs ago.
Okay.
Back when they cut, like, a whole bunch of their, like, office staff who weren't really integral to game development, but were definitely part of the culture people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm tempted to say that ska seems like it's due for some kind of comeback, but I just don't think music works that way anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like at some point there will be some deep dive into 90s nostalgia that will result in some ska bands cropping back up again. But I don't know.
But it seems like that would just be, like, those bands that still probably are together and touring somewhere would just get a little more spotlight for a while.
Yeah.
And not necessarily like, here's another wave of ska for that ass.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, because was there a fourth wave? Has there been a fourth wave? I don't think there has been.
I'm the fourth wave.
I think the third wave was the last real wave.
Yeah.
Just skip straight to the fifth wave.
Yeah. Ska step is the new ska, I'm told. Oh. Streetlight Manifesto was fourth, says Adam Pickett.
I mean, I don't know if you can be a wave if you're just one band, but sure.
I mean, if one band is dominant enough.
They are, I mean, they are the ska band of today.
Dave042 says that it had come back about like 3 years ago when Five Iron Frenzy came back.
I don't think they're enough to carry that.
Oh yeah, and Marino says Sami Zayn. So
yes, all right, there you go.
Ska will ride back to prominence on Sami Zayn's back. And also that Dota card game.
Does it have ska in it?
Yeah, Brad Mir's making it, so.
Okay.
So it's going to be a ska-themed and Dota-themed. Basically, you're like building a horn section out of Dota Heroes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to play that game. Work.
Yeah. And I have to assume that ska is continuing a pace as big as it's ever been in Japan. Just a constant.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's a whole thing. All right, well, if you're going to go, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
That guy, it was definitely his turn to go. Just didn't go.
Just didn't go.
You know, with various artists out there trying to really forge this new emo rap connection, can ska rap really be far behind?
The emo rap connection is the name of my 80s tag team in AWA.
One guy, Real Flock of Seagulls, the other guy, Dookie Rope Chains.
Yep.
It's just Booker T and Disco Inferno doing a fucking Flock of Seagulls gimmick, actually.
Not bad.
Mikey Warrior says, Sublime is kind of ska rap, is it not?
I don't remember there being... I mean, there's some songs where they do, like, kind of rap.
Like, What I Got is as close as you maybe get to that.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Headboard.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you want to get into ska rap...
The ultimate crossover band.
Fucking most mainstream ska rap act of all time. Truly dedicated to it right up until the point where they got synths.
They.
Zebrahead get close to ska rap, or am I misremembering their super memorable music?
They were just straight up like rap rock, like rap alternative.
Yeah, like they were kind of in and around that kind of ska punk scene for sure.
Like they came out of probably a similar like SoCal scene to a lot of those fucking bands.
Yeah.
But their music was mostly just like pretty boilerplate rap rock.
Yep. Playmate of the Year was them, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Zebrahead, man.
That was a band. There was a time you could just be a band, and then maybe you would just be famous for a little bit.
You could just start a band.
Yeah.
And then just play a couple of showcases, and if you talked good, you might get a record deal.
Suddenly you're on A&M Records and they're fucking putting out your bullshit for at least a couple years.
Yeah, sure.
We're here.
Yep. See everybody,
Tomorrow.
Have a good night.